when you are.
All right. Wednesday's in the books. I mean, a couple really good days, some passionate days, some emotional days, and had really two good work days. I think our team understands, I mean, we're really understanding how to work, how to prepare, and I'm really excited about the way they've come out here and worked for 2 days. We know we've got a heck of a challenge in front of us with Southern Miss, and with them getting their win last week, they're gonna have an awful lot of emotion there, and they're gonna have a lot of excitement. And they got their stinger back with the win last week and playing really well against North Texas. And so we just got to make sure that we can go execute and give ourselves a chance to win. But really like the way the team is playing right now.
When you look more sure at tape than you this week, but what do you like about the matchup the most for you guys against Southern Miss Saturday?
I don't really say what you like the most. I think I look at it, when you look at Southern Miss, they're one-dimensional pretty much, in that they have been four wides, 10 personnel, and throwing the ball all over the yard. Then they came out last week and rushed for over 200 yards against North Texas. And so, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for our defense for sure, because this will be the best passing team that we've had the opportunity to play to this point. I mean, when you look at the way that they stand back there and throw it around and throwing for 300 yards a game and the things they're doing, this will be the biggest test that we've had with the ball in the air and having to play coverages and do all those type of things and making sure that we're real disciplined with our coverages. And then, defensively, or looking at them defensively, I mean, with what they're doing, they've really evolved from where they were a year ago to where they are today, and they're playing a little bit more man coverage and some of those things that we've started seeing more and more of because of the way that Kenneth was running the ball. And so we've got challenges. I look at it more that way than I do look at it and say, we're the best matchups. I look at it more and say, these are the challenges, and this is what we've got to do really well, and this is what we got to prepare against for Saturday.
You guys have improved drastically on both sides of the ball this year, and it's been from some young players on both sides. When you're recruiting these guys, do you ever expect them to come in and say, that guy's going to help us right away?
A player being able to help right away happens for two reasons. One, his talent and how prepared he is coming in, how he can pick up an offense or a defense and step in. The other thing is there an opportunity there? I mean, if you're sitting there with juniors and seniors on your depth chart and you're too deep, it's very hard for a true freshman to get in there and play. But, when you look at some of the injuries that we've had with Sanford C, with Paul Turner, last week with Sterling, you look at some of the injuries and all of a sudden a Marlon Watts is on the field and a Marcus Gaines is on the field. And some of these younger guys are getting their opportunities because of some of the injuries up above them, where had we been able to stay healthy through the course of the year, they all wouldn't have gotten that chance. So I think it's three key ingredients that go in to a freshman being able to play right away. And when you look at Cedric Cooper, and all of a sudden with when you look at Thomas McDonald, who's not playing this year, and so with him not in, you're looking for a fourth safety. He comes in, he's very talented, he's very mature, he picks it all up, and that's how it works. But even with some of the guys redshirt, I look at Cameron McKnight, I look at Tywan Walters, I look at some of these young guys that are redshirt, and Price Wilson, Alex Woodall, and I'm really excited about the future. They just haven't had their opportunity this year.
Russell Ferris, one that you did mention, not saying you didn't on purpose, but
no.
He had a decorated high school career, was played both ways. Did y'all know before he signed with you guys that you wanted him on defense instead of offense?
We did. We looked at him and said we felt like we have a spot there. When you talk about the depth, we felt like we had a spot there. We were going to move him over. We talked about, let's see what he's going to do as a safety. If he can't be a safety, we can move him down to that Sam linebacker. And he went in at safety, and it was kind of him and Cedric and Cooper, and then he came down to linebacker. And then, again, with the injury to Mitch Villamez and Bo Feet, his opportunity came along, and I thought he made the most of it. He did a great job. He's a great player. He's a great young man. I think he's got a really bright future here in this program.
The offensive line, we've talked about it a lot, how much they've improved.
Yep.
You lose a good bit. You lose your right tackle at graduation. How do you feel about those guys going forward?
When I look at the O-line in the future, I get excited about what I see. And I say, you look at, you're going to lose Trey Carter, you lose Rick Greenwald, you lose Mitchell Bell, and you're too deep right now. You lose three of those players. But I look at a young guy like Shane Carpenter, who I think is going to be really good. I look at both Jens Danielsen and Darryl Brown are playing really well right now. And I think both of them are playing at starter levels. I mean, Jens Danielsen went in last week and I thought played a great second half in that football game. And so I think those two are definitely quality enough to be starters. I look at the way that Kirby Wixon and Brunson have been playing at guard, and I look at Mahaffey and Josh Robinson and the way he's coming along, and I think there's quality depth here. What we got to do is make sure that we go get some good young players that have a chance to come in and help fulfill the depth that we have on our football team on the offensive line right now.
You're talking about the offense, and you entered the season knowing your defense was going to be your bell cow to at least start the year and needing to find a way to build confidence and rhythm in your offense. The fact that the defense is giving you your average starting position off interceptions on the opposing 30, on fumbles, the opposing 42, is that allowing the short fields, is that helping your offense build confidence maybe quicker than if you weren't getting that many turnovers?
Yes and no. It's a lot easier to drive 30 yards to score than it is 80 yards to score. So definitely last year when you looked at it, we got a lot of turnovers, but we got them all right before they got in the end zone. So we were all 80, 90 yards away. It's harder to score, but the offense still's got to put it in the end zone. I mean, they could go out there and take a sack and fumble and get a penalty and knock themselves out of field goal range. But I think it's a combination of both. I think the offense has improved. The offense has been able to make some plays to put the ball in the end zone and score. Sterling made a great play. Marcus Gaines made a great play off a turnover the week before. We've had a number of guys that have really stepped up, made some key plays to be able to put the ball in the end zone. But I think it's a combination, and we've talked in this room about as a team what we got to do and how you work together. That if the offense is turning the ball over on its own 20-yard line and our defense is playing defense on the edge of a cliff, it's hard to feel really good about your defense. And it's the same thing with the defense. If they're getting turnovers 80 yards away, it's hard in college football today to consistently drive 80 yards to put points on the board.
Looking at the teams you're about ready to face, you faced a lot of running teams up until this point, but now it seems like over the next few weeks, up until Rice, you're going to see a lot of passing teams.
The next four teams, they put the ball in the air for sure, and we talked about it in the open date and spent a lot of time in pass skill and pass defense and the things that we were going to need coming forward. But, and this will be our first test. I mean, because, like I said, this will be the best team that we have played that throws the ball as much as they do to this point in the season, because we have played a lot more running football teams. So it'll be a challenge for us, and we're going to have to change gears a little bit. We'll be tested in a different way than we have been in the first 7 weeks of the season with our defense. But I'm excited about watching them step up.
How much, talk about that, how much did it make you go back and look at that Northwestern State film?
Not very much. I mean, we really haven't gone back and gone through that one a lot, because I mean, that they didn't really hurt us with the passing game. We hurt ourselves with the five turnovers, three of them in the fourth quarter, So we haven't really gone back and looked at that just from that standpoint. And so we know what we got to do. We know what we're up against. And I think both sides of the ball are excited about the challenge we have coming in.
Well, how does Southern Miss's offense in their philosophy compare to Northwestern State?
Not really. I mean, they were playing tight ends, securing edges. Southern Miss is more four wides, 10 personnel, spreading it, releasing their back, putting five guys out everywhere, where Northwestern was much more getting big and controlling the ball and trying to limit the shots on the quarterback.
All right, thank you.